What choice will you make? It's a new year, and there are many opportunities before us. Most of us will see multiple roads and options to travel. But what route will you choose to travel in this 2019 year? Let's enter the story of the wise men. And I want to begin by talking about the fact that my role from little guy to teenage was always to be a wise man or a wise man in the Christmas pageant at our church. I have no idea why that was so, but I do remember that we had these flowing robes and these crowns upon our head, and we carried these gifts and laid them before the manger. When we were younger, we giggled our way down the aisle, and when we were older, a little bit wiser, we walked soberly down that aisle. Always to the tune, "We Three Kings." As I grew up, I discovered that the scripture about the wise men was something more than I first imagined. I was enlightened about another way of understanding the role of those who came from the east and played a significant part in Matthew's gospel. In the Message by Eugene Peterson, these men are called scholars. Indeed, they are. They are astrologers who were experts about the stars. They were scientists. They knew about stars. They had studied about stars. And they knew that in history there was a coming time when a very special star was to appear. And it was like no other star before. Now, we don't know much about these wise men. We know they were astrologers. We know they came with the title of wise men or kings, three kings. But we knew that they were coming for something that was extremely important. Something was breaking into history that would change all of life. So as they journeyed with this thought in their mind. Maybe. There is something new that we must pay attention to. Could it be that this something new will change our lives? Now, the first stop recorded in Scripture is to meet with King Herod. After all, aren't kings to know about those whom they rule? And they ask the question, where is this child who is born king of the Jews? And it said that King Herod was frightened. Now, some of the texts that I examined talked about a secret meeting. He quietly gathered together the religious experts, the priests of the temple, the scribes. They knew Jewish tradition. They knew the law that was recorded in the Torah. And he asked them, what did they know about this inquiry from three strange men who are asking? The religious leaders affirmed that the prophets foretold, and you in Bethlehem and in the land of Judea are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Now think about that. Here is a prophecy about to break forth in reality. It is a real understanding that out of Judah, something great was to come. So seething with the prospects of a competitor, but wanting the wise men to do a part of his dirty work, Herod put on his righteous smile and instructed these scholars to continue the hunt. And when they find the baby, they are to return to him, tell him all about it, and he wanted to go. And his statement was, so I may pay homage to this newborn king. Sounds innocent enough, doesn't it? Well, it wasn't. There was a choice already in the making, a choice that could take this beautiful moment of history, God breaking into history, and change it by destruction. In this coming of the wise men to Herod and his calling together the religious leaders, we are seeing Matthew bring together the reality of a God, because somehow the wise men knew this was a miraculous star. None had ever been like it. I think one author suggested it moved the opposite direction of what most stars moved. And it was there day and night. So they took what the king had said, and they began their journey once again. But now they're faced to journey by another road. They had to make a choice. Would we believe what the king has said? Would we take him seriously? Here God and Scripture come together, and these Gentile Easterners who have thought of this as a miraculous star began to think of it as something more. Now think about God and Scripture as we face a new year. Are we willing to take Scripture seriously? Are we willing to let the Jesus who is born in Bethlehem live among us full of grace and truth? Are we willing to let our life, the way we choose to live, be challenged? That question I invite us to live with today and into the weeks that we live forward into. For God in Scripture can certainly lead us to make choices of different routes to travel than we might even be traveling right now. Why is God in Scripture important to our finding our way into God's kingdom? Brian McLaren, in We Make the Road by Walking, a book I would suggest it can be read more as a devotional, shares that he believes we all play a role in choosing and creating our futures. Futures aren't just imposed upon us. Futures are lived into. And how we choose to live into those futures makes a difference in how we're developing and maturing in our followership of Jesus Christ at this juncture. He writes, "You are not finished yet. You are in the making. You have the capacity to learn, mature, think, change, and grow. But you also had another freedom, a freedom to stagnate, regress, constrict, and lose your way. Which road will you choose?" Scripture helps us consider the choice of following Jesus Christ, who is the way of God's plan, the truth about God's kingdom, and the life one is called to live by choice as kingdom dwellers. The Gentiles, these three wise men, showed that they were not finished yet as they continued their journey, but on a different road. As soon as they left Herod's palace, there was a star. And they came to a juncture in the road, and they took seriously Scripture, prophetic words, and followed the route to Bethlehem. And when the star stopped, they stopped. Now I wondered, were they excited? Were they nervous? Were they, like the king, frightened? Were they ready to meet a new king, the Savior of all people? And remember, they would have been those who would be considered heathen among those outside of the religious tradition that they were meeting in the baby Jesus. Matthew is wanting in his gospel to open up the reader's mind and make it clear that Christianity is for all people. Races and cultures don't make a difference. That this is one of the purposes of the wise men's journey is not always clear to us, but they came from different cultures and they were meeting this one who was a new king of Israel. Christianity is an inclusive religion. It's for the poor. We see that in the shepherds. It's for the rich. We see that in the wise men. It's for all races. We see that in the wise men and the shepherds. It's for gay or straight, in prison or out of prison, those searching for truth and those who are confused about truth. In Jesus, we meet our humanity. He is the one who transforms our life and gives us another way to live. What way in 2019 will we choose? Back to the wise men. Matthew tells us, first of all, they were overjoyed. Wouldn't we be overjoyed? Scientists are always overjoyed when they know there's something there and they keep searching and they find out what it is. Do we as Christians get as excited when we see the good things that God intends coming together? Do we get excited when worship is meaningful and fulfilling? Do we get excited when we see people from different cultures relating together out of their own gift of humanity? Do we get excited when we see people that are going a wrong pathway choose a new pathway that transforms and changes their life? And do we find it exciting to be a person who is created in the image of God, who lives and travels by another pathway? In our scripture this morning, it offers, on entering the house, he saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid it homage. And here I want to call attention to our nativity. We often, like I as a young boy, would bring the gifts and the wise men to the nativity. But the reality is, in Matthew's gospel, it says they entered another house. It's also true that if you read on into the third chapter of Matthew, you discover that probably this baby was not a baby any longer, but likely a toddler, maybe as old as 2 years of age. But when they came into the house, when they saw this child, they knew the star had led them to the new king of Israel. For they knelt down and paid him homage. Did God use this moment to introduce them to one greater than themselves? Were they recognizing him as a new king? Or did they begin to realize this was a very special human being filled with divine love and grace? Did Mary share with them all that she had taken in when the baby was born, when people came around and told her stories about this baby and who this baby was to be? Did she take what the angel Gabriel had told her and all of that, held it as a treasure in her heart? And when these wise men came to pay homage, did she open up her heart and tell the story that they had come to hear, that they were now meeting in this two-year-old child? Something impacted these wise men. Because the scripture says that after they shared their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, they found a place to sleep. And in a dream, they were warned of the evil intention of Herod. Scripture tells us they disobeyed the ruler and his evil wishes and left for their home by another route. Edmund Burke, an Irish statesman, philosopher, and writer, offered these two very important thoughts. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men, and I would add good women, to do nothing. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. It takes a wise choice to stand up for what is right and to make choices that lead to another way of living. As we face a new year, will we take in the reality of who Jesus is for our life and living? Will we bend knee here and in our personal devotional lives and with other ecumenical gatherings of people to surrender our heart to the one who came to save us from our sins? The wise men's journey, enlightened by God in Scripture, led them to meet Jesus And it all came together in a dream that they no longer could go home by the way they came. For to do so would make them no better than the one who pleaded for their loyalty. This is 2019, a new year. So what choice will you make?